Watcher, and the warmest of warm welcomes to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We're going to start off with a Lerner and Lowe song from their 1951 Broadway musical Paint Your Wagon, and later a famous film, of course. You'll know the song, I'm sure. And they call the wind Mariah from, yes, Paint Your Wagon. The 69 film starred Clint Eastwood and Lee Marvin and added to the song's popularity. Lee Morgan, of course, unforgettably had that hit record with Wandering Star. This November 1962 version obviously predates the film and shows how the song was much recorded, this being nearly a dozen years after the Broadway premiere of the song. Originally, this was on a Colpix LP called New Beat Bossa Nova Volume 2. Yes, 3 months earlier, Colpix had released Volume 1. Largely the same lineup, but not totally. Zoot Sims tenor, Jim Hall guitar are the big names here, plus a lot of clarinets. Spencer Sinatra, Ronnie Oldrich, Jerry Safino, Phil Bodner, Sol Slinger, and Barry Galbraith was on the second guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and it's a bossa nova record, don't forget. So, four percussionists: Willie Rodriguez, Sol Gubin, Tommy Lopez, Ted Sommer. Next up, some vibes from the 50s. Thank you. Savoy LP called Jolting Joe, he being vibesman Joe Roland. This is May 54. Freddie Red, Red with two Ds, Freddie Red Piano, and he wrote that song, Stephanie's Dance. The Ellingtonian bassist, Oscar Pettiford, is here, together with Ron Jefferson drums. Roland made just the three LPs whilst New York-based, and in the early 60s relocated to Miami, Florida, where he led a thriving jazz scene, but it was obviously away from the centre of jazz, and he recorded only two more albums over the next 40 years or so. My two current fave pianists are both back again this week, third week running. Let's hear from Dominic Aldiss. Dominic Aldiss Trio, different lineup to his two previous appearances on our show. This time it's Dominic Aldiss Piano, he said unnecessarily, Mark Hodgson Bass, Stephen Keogh Drums, wonderful version of Three Blind Mice. This Casona CD is called Songs We Heard, improvisations on nursery rhymes from around the world. Lots from the English-speaking world, inevitably, but also China, Japan, Sweden, Kenya. It's now my fave Dominic Aldiss album, recorded 2009. Ellingtonia this week. But who is it? Thank you. The easy-peasy bit first. Hoagie Carmichael, Johnny Mercer's Skylark. Surely a contender for Song of the 20th Century. Alongside a million other great ones, of course. This is November 45 in LA. Sounded very much of the 40s, didn't it? The alto sax player was the ex-Harry James star, Willie Smith. Smith, together with two other Harry James band colleagues, Louis Belson drums and Juan Tisol, originally an Ellingtonian on trombone, joined the Ellington band at the end of March 51 to replace the outgoing Johnny Hodges, Sonny Greer and Lawrence Brown. So yes, Willie Smith replaced the incomparable Johnny Hodges and did a very good job of replacing the irreplaceable. Willie Smith was no stranger to big bands, having been with Jimmy Lunsford, Charlie Spivack and for 7 years Harry James. He wasn't a long-term Ellingtonian, only stayed some 9 months, but it was an absolutely crucial period for the band. Incidentally, the three altoists, who regularly won the top awards in the swing era, or prior to Charlie Parker, I should have said, were Johnny Hodges, Benny Carter and Willie Smith. Here it was Smith alto, Howard McGee trumpet, Lucky Thompson tenor, Arnold Ross piano, Eddie Safransky bass and Lee Young drums. Willie had a degree in chemistry, by the way. Time for a vocal.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then they suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
And not just any vocalist, but arguably the best. Fans of Ella might have something to say about that, but it's a close-run thing, I'd say. Billie Holiday in L.A. May 52 with the Rodgers and Hart American Songbook classic Blue Moon. Charlie Shaver's trumpet, Flip Phillips tenor, Oscar Peterson piano and Oscar's then quartet. Barney Kessel guitar, Ray Brown bass and Alvin Stoller drums. Here's James Moody. No, not that James Moody. Yes, these Beatles songs creep in everywhere. Lennon McCartney's I'll Follow the Sun, Paul's song really. John was quite dismissive of Paul's optimistic lyrics. Here it's double-tracked by James Moody on both acoustic guitar and bass, recorded early mid-98 in San Pedro, California. The album is called Beyond the Borders, as it mixes jazz with flamenco, Latin rhythms, gypsy music. Long number coming up, but vital we hear it all. It's Thelonious Monk's last ever recording, live or studio. I've chosen his epic song, Round Midnight. Thank you. The Newport Jazz Festival originally, obviously, from Newport, Rhode Island, but it relocated to New York at one stage. And this is the July 75 Festival from the Lincoln Center in New York City. This was the first time Monk had played in public for over a year, and it was to be the last time he was recorded. He died Feb 82 at the home of Baroness Panonika de Koningswater. He had lived in her home for the last 6 years of his life, as his health, especially his mental health, declined. Monk piano, Paul Jeffrey tenor, Larry Ridley bass, and Monk's son T.S. Monk drums. This is on the RLR label, RLR Rare Live Recordings. It's a 2-CD set, a must for Monk followers. Big band time. Tennessee Waltz, great song and much covered by jazzers. Here it's ace arranger Bill Holman conducting and not playing his tenor. It's a 16-piece big band recorded in Hollywood April 95, and most of the songs are Bill Holman originals. Soloists were Lanny Morgan, alto, Bob Summers, trumpet, Dave Carpenter, bass. And here's our second fave pianist of them all, Yoshiko Kishino.
Thank you.
Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel's Scarborough Fair, as you well know. Yoshiko Kishino, piano, Mark Johnson, bass, Bill Stewart, drums, recorded in New York City, March 96, and I don't need to add anything to that. Another vocal.
I know I should go out, be seen here and there, but my friends have found out my baby don't care. I don't go out walking, I ain't for no talking. My baby done left me just a sitting and rocking. If I had been scheming instead of just dreaming, he might never have left me just a sitting and rocking. Well, I'm sitting all day without holding my baby. Gee, I'm so blue and sad. If he don't hurry and come back, it's a cinch, he'll drive me mad. Now, if I don't find him, I hope you remind him that I'm staying where he left me, just a sitting and rocking all day.
The singer is Lucy Ann Polk. She came from a very musical family. She sang in a quartet with her sister and two brothers from the age of nine. And that quartet became quite well known. Well known enough that composer-arranger Johnny Mercer noted Lucy Ann's talent. And soon after that, at the still young age of 15, fronting big bands. And she had a long association with Les Brown's Band of Renown. Here she's backed by the Marty Paich Sextet in July 57. Dick Knoll, Lucy Ann's husband, trombone. Bob Hardaway, tenor, Marty Paich piano. Tony Ritzy to the fore on guitar. Buddy Clark bass, Mel Lewis drums. We heard the Ellington Strayhorn gem, Just a Sitting and a Rocking, often called Just a Setting and a Rocking. Next, Cold Minor.
Thank you.
that's from a prestige LP called Yo Ho, Poor You, Little Me. Those are three of the song titles on the album run together. Bassy-eyed Frank Wes is the leader, but leaving the magnificent trumpeter Thad Jones to do the main solo work on Frank's compo, Cold Minor. Frank was well in the background on flute, and I can only assume that that was deliberate, as the recording engineer is none other than Rudy Van Gelder. Gildo Mahoney's piano, Buddy Catlett bass, and Roy Haynes drums. Recorded Jan 63. Piano solo time. That's on the German Pirouette label and recorded in Oberhasching, Germany in May 2016. The song, If I Should Lose You, the pianist Kenny Werner, who's had a varied career. Some of his work has been avant-garde-ish. A graduate of both New York's Manhattan School of Music and Boston's Berklee, he's always been worth listening to. He had 17 years with Belgium, Toots Thielemans as well, both well worth listening to. Here's a seldom heard Ellington compo. Thank you. Ellington's Suburbanite, and whilst that was playing, I had a quick gander at our 630 playlists, all sorted by artist and title and so on. I didn't read 630 playlists in 3.5 minutes, and the answer was no, we've never played any of the Ellington versions. He only recorded it 4 times, to my knowledge, all in 46, and it was a feature for tenor man Al Sears. This version, at last. This version was recorded in August 2009 at Cathedral Sound, Long Island City, New York, by reed man Dan Block. He flits between tenor, alto, clarinet, bass clarinet and basset horn. Mike Kanan, piano, Lee Hudson, bass, Brian Grice, drums. This whole Miles High CD is of Ellington and Stray's compos, first class throughout. And I've just realised that I promised and subsequently forgot, duh, to play you a Bill Frisell number this week. We'll write myself a reminder for next week, but even that can't be a guarantee, I'm afraid. As always, I really hope you've enjoyed this week's selections, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynne, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.